Number 1. Consider doing a strict fast, such as the medieval Catholic fast, which consists of eating only one meal on weekdays after sunset. Learn more by watching the video linked in the description. Number 2. Go to Mass. If you don't go to church every Sunday, use this Lent as a time to make it a habit. If you do go to Mass every Sunday, consider going to one extra Mass during the week. To check for the Mass times for churches close to you at any given time, check masstimes.org, linked in the description. Number 3. Donate to charity. Charities are essential to many people and a huge part of tackling societal ailments. Here are the top 10 charities with the most consecutive high ratings from Charity Navigator. Consider giving to one or more of these charities during Lent. The link will be in the description. Note, number 8 is Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of Galveston-Houston. Number 4, consider taking up a new devotion, such as the Rosary or Divine Mercy Chaplet, or even simply making more sacrifices for others, like the idea behind the St. Therese sacrifice beads. These and more devotions are going to be linked in the description. Number 5, read the 4 Gospels during Lent, or alternatively, start reading the Bible just 20 minutes a day, and get through the entire Bible in a year. Linked in the description, a Bible reading plan for the 4 Gospels during Lent, and a 1-year Bible reading plan on Instagram. Feel free to start today. Number 6, consecrate yourself and your family to the Holy Family. The beginning of Lent this year falls in the month of February, a month dedicated to the Holy Family. So what better way than to begin Lent by asking Jesus, Mary, and Joseph to help you have a fruitful Lent, that our own family may imitate their love and holiness. I've linked a consecration prayer to the Holy Family, along with a novena to the Holy Family, in the description. Number 7. Don't buy yourself anything except what is absolutely necessary. Or in the alternative, forgo something that you buy consistently, even just once a week. The classic example of this is not having that $5 cup of coffee every day, and just save up the money you would have spent and donate it to charity. Number 8. Love. What does this mean? It means to be radically hospitable in your daily life. It means to be kind and welcoming to others. Be generous and patient. Be friendly and forgiving. For Christ has loved us and endowed us with the dignity of being called children of God. Let us therefore love others with that radical love that caused our Lord to die for us.